Yo, what's going on, family? Welcome to another episode of Ism Radio. We're here. We're live. We're doing our thing. Glad to have everybody tuning in. And I am your gracious host. I am Tariq Nasheed. Ready to make it do what it do. Right over here to my right, we have Miss Layla Lopez. How are you, Layla?
Doing? I'm good. Like Janet.
Yo, there you go.
Poetic justice.
Layla got the nice tan around the arms.
Yes.
You did.
Black and beautiful.
Yes, indeed.
All right,
we
enter.
Damn. Man, and over here we have Miss Bree. How are you, Bree?
Hey, everybody. I am good.
There you go.
The good.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. So we're here. We're ready to do our thing. What did you ladies do this weekend? How was your week? How y'all been doing? Y'all look nice and rested.
We do.
Well, yeah, a little bit.
You look dark too, actually, now that I think about it.
Girl,
we all got tans up in here. Everybody's tropical up in here.
Yeah, they came in here with a little Wakanda glow. You did?
It's about that time. It's some Wakanda sun out there.
Yes.
I did a little charity. I was at a charity event on Friday, which was really dope. The Baron J Foundation. I've been working with him for a couple years. He's a really nice guy. So it's for at-risk youth. And I had a great time out there.
The who Foundation? What was the name?
Oh, Baron J Foundation.
Baron J. Who is Baron J?
Good question.
Okay.
You know, what's funny? Because I
love Layla.
Really? I know.
I don't know who the hell Baron J.
Like, I'm doing charity. He's such a good person. He's so good. I mean, he's the one most wonderful person. Who is Baron J? I don't know.
No.
I mean, you couldn't sell it any better than that, Layla. I mean, you really couldn't sell it no better than that.
You know what I love about? You know what I do know about him though? The best thing about his shout out.
Only goddamn Layla.
I do not love him. I do not love him. I know that he was an actor.
Okay.
And so what he does is he helps out at-risk youth, but he goes in the arts direction.
Okay.
So, like, even I'll go to high schools, and I'll, like, do, like, little skits with the high school kids and, like, get them in the kids are in there in the arts.
So what kind of skits you do with the high school kids?
Just little. He has, like, little skits, and we just, shut up, Tariq. That's a setup, a failure. It's really fun though. I love the kids, so I love the kids. But yeah, Baron J, he's shout out to him.
Lord,
whatever you doing, Baron.
Keep doing it.
Exactly, my God.
Lord. Put the pipe down, Lil.
Oh, he's Isambot said, put the pipe down.
You would know.
Man. So what's happening out here in the news? We need y'all to break the news down. Bree, let us know what's going on out here.
Me and Bree ain't friends. That's number one.
Oh, what's going on with
you? I don't like you anyway.
We beefing in this motherfucker.
Exactly.
What y'all beefing over?
Because my back's on
y'all been around each other. Y'all periods aligned or something? What happened?
Do you see this back to back? I don't like her.
I don't like this hoe. Yeah.
Y'all so fucking petty, man.
I know. Somebody sent Bree a DM talking about why your back got to be the Layla all the time. You don't like her.
I don't have no knee room, guys.
It's that simple. People
always trying to manufacture beefs.
Especially with women, too. Y'all want us to catfight up in here.
We're not even rappers. Like, how we going to beef?
Exactly.
How do you beef when you're not a rapper?
Exactly.
I don't even know how to do that.
I do a rap battle with you one day, though.
Shit, I'm down.
I know. We should do that. We should have a rap battle.
No,
we should do that.
Man. So, Bree, what's happening in the news, dear?
So, Mr. Chance the Rapper, you know, I always got to give some good news about Chicago because there's so much crazy shit going on at the crib right now. It's ridiculous. But recently, Mr. Chance the Rapper has he has a program in Chicago called Social Works, and it's basically to help at-risk youth or kids that's growing up in the hood that don't have the same opportunities as everybody else.
Right.
End of the year, school is about to be out, so he throws them a small little concert, and Mr. Donald Glover shows up.
Oh damn.
Wow. Yes. This Is America.
Okay.
Crowd went crazy, and I remember being in their position in Chicago, you know, and having random big ass stars just show up, and it would be like such an inspiration. It's just like, you know, you don't want music and athletes to be the only inspiration, but
right.
To kids that normally probably wouldn't get a chance to see him, that's major.
Where was the event at? Where was it?
They don't say exactly where. Okay. It looks like some type of hall or a high school.
Okay.
But it wasn't just one high school. So it was his program called Social Works.
Okay.
Which
okay.
he incorporates a lot of at-risk youth in Chicago. So
yeah, Chance, he does a lot of stuff in yes. the community, man. I know he did some free screenings of Black Panther for a lot of people. Sure. So Chance is a real dude. Yeah, real good dude.
He does way more than Mr. Kanye.
Yeah.
Who else? And then does Common do anything? I feel like he does, right?
I think Common does stuff, right?
He does stuff not as much right now. Because I don't think Common feels like he's as relevant to kids.
Baby, you
right.
relevant.
Right.
He's relevant to us with his fine ass. But kids, like, you know, if they don't have parents that grew up with Common and love Common, they probably wouldn't know who he was. So yeah. it's like.
And Chance, his money is pretty long, too, because yeah. Chance, he's an independent artist and his shit goes like, but doesn't go platinum?
Yeah. Just, yeah. And yeah. most of these programs and stuff, he's usually funding them and he's yeah. putting oh, money wow. back into the city and. You know, he's teaming up with the mayor and trying to do more things. And it's all from his money. Like, he's not asking anybody for any donations.
Does he live yeah. in Chicago? Because you know how some people just stay. Like, you know, R.
Yeah,
Kelly never
so.
Left.
Yeah. yeah. R. Kelly okay. did leave. That's his house yeah. in Atlanta got towed out.
Yeah.
That was where so his father was.
So R. Kelly don't have the spot in Chicago no more or what?
Of course.
He still got it. Yeah.
He'll always have that.
Yeah. But yeah, Chicago, man, I fuck with Chicago heavy.
I know, I wish we could have stayed there longer.
Me too. I really enjoyed it. I enjoyed the shit out of Chicago.
Yeah, because Chicago is a good place.
It really is.
But the media is like, I'm telling you, all the bad shit I have in my phone about Chicago right now is ridiculous. Like, you wouldn't even believe it was the same city.
It really is beautiful. It's nice.
And they do that with cities like Chicago. Chicago has a real strong Black community, and it always has. That's why they're always being attacked and they're always being demonized to throw Black people off of really supporting anything in Chicago.
Exactly.
Let me tell you something. I got my start. My books came out of Chicago. When I first started writing books, the publisher was in Chicago. They the one that gave me a book deal.
Word.
So yeah, Chicago's always showed me love. I saw Jay Prince. He was doing an interview. He was talking about how pivotal Chicago was to his career because they were buying his records. That's why he was signing people like Do or Die and all these Chicago cats.
Supporting
him. Yeah. So Chicago was always represented and they always try to give Chicago a real fucked up name. But this is why we have to control the narrative of our media and not let them tell us what the damn deal is.
Exactly. Because, you know, this isn't on any news. Like, you know, this Chance the Rapper and Donald Glover.
Yeah.
It's not on the news station. I just saw it. Yeah.
That's a damn shame.
Yeah, they don't show that. They always talk about that gang violence in Chicago, but they don't show organizations out there. Like the Interrupters, those people who go out there and do intervention. They go out there and stop a lot of the gang violence, and they get underfunded, by the way. So they don't tell you all the whole story.
That's speaking, funny that you know about that.
Oh, yeah, I know about the Interrupters. Yeah, good folks. Those they come to my lectures when I go out there.
Yeah.
So, yeah, real good people. Well, speaking of Chicago, Tekashi 6ix9ine.
Lord. Again.
What's going on with Tekashi 6ix9ine, Bree? The white Mexican rapper, whatever he is.
Yeah, apparently he called Chief Keef out. Like, yeah, I'm at your head. I'm looking for you. We collect bodies. This how you talking to young dudes in Chicago. This is how he choose to talk to them. You know, these dudes don't give a damn about life. They don't care. They will shoot the nigga standing right next to them that grew up with them. They don't give a fuck. They don't care.
And so Tekashi went to Chicago.
He's in Chicago right now.
Yeah, but he's with the damn police. He's surrounded by fucking police.
Four police cars.
Yeah. He's one of them type. He talk a gang of shit and then show up with the police with him and do these little pop-ups here and there.
Yeah.
You dig? Somebody's going to get that dude.
Yeah,
you
know? They need to stop.
They are literally following his trail. Like, people that grew up... The hood I grew up in is called Killer Wood. Right.
Man.
I grew up in that hood, and I don't have nothing to do with killing the gangs or nothing like that. So all the men that's from that neighborhood, it's people out following his exact steps right now. They're going to catch up to him.
Man, yeah.
They're going to catch up to him.
Well, they got him at the airport out here. They touched him up a little bit. They touched his ass up at LAX.
That was hella funny.
You dig?
That was really funny.
But, you know, hey, he made his bed. Somebody's going to cash in on that ass real fast.
Yeah,
he's going to learn. Layla, what else is happening out here in the streets?
Yes. So over the weekend, y'all know it was Summer Jam, you know, the big New York show they have every year.
That was this weekend?
I believe so. Was it?
Oh, Lord.
It might have been with Layla.
It was Hot Nights. I'm pretty sure it was Summer Jam. They had it. Well, either way, it was a huge concert. I'm pretty sure it was Summer Jam, guys. I'm serious.
Yeah, because who came out?
Okay, so it was a girl, and her name was Megan Wright.
Megan Wright.
And
why does that sound familiar?
Because she's a singer or whatever.
Okay.
And so she brought out Bun B. So everybody was cheering. So whoever is in control of the Hot 97 Twitter said, oh, legendary Pimp C just came out.
Oh, shit. Yeah, I heard about that. I did hear about that.
Yeah, so now Hot 97 is getting so much flack for that. Like, wow. Yo, y'all are claiming to be the hip-hop station, and y'all don't even know who's dead, who's not dead.
That has been a young intern.
The man.
It had to be.
That's the way to just kill your credibility. Like, you're supposed to be, you're supposed to be the ear to the streets. And shout out to Hot 97. I'm cool with those guys. Yeah. Ebro is my people.
Yeah.
But, and, my
girl. We know he didn't do it.
I know he didn't do it.
But no, it hasn't been a young intern and didn't know no better.
Yeah, but damn, man, that's just a bad look. So some people was saying, damn, I was looking for like a hologram or something. Damn. Thinking, okay, Pimp C didn't do the hologram. Yeah, and then. Yeah, Bun B came out, which was, you know, that's always, people used to laugh at me when I was younger, but that's one of my favorite rappers.
Bun B?
Yes! People are like, what the hell you know about Bun B? But I love me some Bun B. Bun B is the truth. His flow. Yeah, he's Bun B super dope.
He's the truth.
Him and 3-6, I told you this is my group. I know, I'm a real hip-hop person.
You a real hip-hop person.
I like R&B.
I like Young MC.
I do.
Now she a hip-hop person because she like 3-6.
I do. I like old school hip-hop. To me, that's old school hip-hop.
Yeah.
So,
it is, because I just learned about 3-6.
Like, you just
not just recently, but like within the last 10 years. I didn't know she's about 3-6.
Yeah, so yeah, they getting a lot of flack for that, but they'll recover. But yeah, they need to get the intern off Twitter.
That's fucked up. Bree, what else is happening out here?
What's the lady name? Because I'm finna butcher her name. I don't give a damn. Lemome?
Oh, yeah. Lemome Cheeks. Yeah.
You heard about
her? I heard about her. Yeah. I posted that stuff yesterday.
Yeah, so when I saw the video, the little girl hopped out the kennel, and she hopped out.
Explain it to the family who don't know.
Okay, Lemome Cheeks.
There's a lady, there's this white lady who looks white. I think she's white.
Yeah. But
down in Memphis.
She identifies as white.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I think she's something else.
Yeah. You know.
Are these adopted kids?
No, from what I... Okay, let me explain. Yeah. In Memphis, somebody was driving and they saw this white lady taking open her trunk and take some black kids out of a damn dog cage. Mm. There were two dog cages, some kennels in the back of the trunk. And these kids were in the damn dog cage.
And not even like big dog cages. They were like for the little purse puppies.
Little Yorkie cages.
And people are like, what the fuck? So the video went viral. They arrested the lady and they said that these were her grandkids. Mm. So I'm trying to find out who the parents are. From what I understand, the mother is out here in California. Mm. Yeah, I'm trying to see how she's the grandmother. I'm trying to put all that together. But they arrested the lady. And, you know, got her on two counts of child endangerment, which is good. But
did you see how calmly that little girl hopped? Like, she hopped out. Like, she's done that before.
It wasn't like, yeah.
She stretched I've been back there for a little bit.
Are we finally here?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because maybe she don't even know any difference.
Right. And the excuse, did you hear the damn excuse?
No, I didn't hear. What's the excuse?
The excuse was, she's like, I had him in there. There was no room in the car. Like, bitch. Take the kennels out.
Right. Okay. Like,
yeah.
Is it safer for them to just be loose in the backseat or in fucking dog kennels?
And hell, back in the day, we just sat on motherfuckers' laps if the car got too packed.
I'm curious what they're really going to do to her.
Right.
Is she going to get probation or some dumb shit? Yeah. Like, what's really going to happen?
Because from what I understand, there's some coons out there taking up for the white lady.
I'm hearing
there's some coons out there who know her. Like, oh, she wouldn't do nothing bad to nobody. That type of shit. That's what I've been hearing.
Jesse Lee.
Oh.
Jesse Lee, Lord,
I know. I know. But I'm real funny style about these folks from the dominant society being around our kids like that. Because, you know, they have a very bad track record of doing the right thing.
That's so sad because there was a moment in time, and I vaguely remember a lot of white people adopting black kids. It was like a thing at one point.
But they be doing with them. That's what I'm saying.
I can imagine what has happened over all these years.
It could be a secret society that they like, okay, let's adopt these black kids. I mean, they don't know.
They do shit to these kids. Behind closed doors, they do a lot of stuff to these kids that we don't know about. Less like those white women who adopted those black kids up in Oregon and they ended up killing them. Mm-hmm. You know, and speaking of Tennessee, there was another case where these white couples, they adopted these black kids and they left one of the little 1-year-old black kids in the car and the baby died.
Oh, I remember that.
That was in Tennessee too.
Wow. And had their That was a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
They had their other baby. They both go to the same daycare. They took the other baby and forgot
the white baby.
Yeah.
White
they baby. Took their own baby yeah. and forgot the black girl.
Yeah. Conveniently.
Yeah. Yeah. So, man, these people.
How the hell do you forget a.
Man, these people are on some demonic shit, man. We got to be real. We got to be very real. Man, so what? Let me see if anybody called it. Hey, the phone number is 818-850-5404. Let's see who's on the phone.
Call us.
What's up? Who's calling?
Yo, it's your boy Jethro Thunder from Atlanta.
Jethro Thunder.
Porn star.
I remember him.
I think he called before.
He called that name. Right? I remember that name. Jethro Thunder. That
I call all the time.
He sounds like a big country male stripper. What's
a
up, Jethro?
Big country male.
That nigga be stripping, smelling like pig Thunder. Feet and shit. What's up, Jethro? How you doing, brother?
I'm doing good, man. Hey, I just called up to say what's up to y'all. I missed you when you came to the city. I was going to bring my family, but had to work.
No doubt. No doubt. What kind of work you do, Jethro?
I just work for a property management company. You know, just whatever they need, man. I just get it in, bro.
That's what's up. So you do maintenance and all that stuff?
Maintenance, housekeeping, painting, plumbing, cutting grass, you know, whatever you want, man.
Oh, okay. Email me your information because I'm looking for some property management down there in Atlanta, too. So I, you know, to kind of help run stuff when I'm not down there. So y'all email me so we can chop it up. And let me know your
Most certainly, most certainly. Yo, what's up with the Coon documentary, man?
You know what? What I'm going to do, I'm going to integrate that stuff in the next Hidden Colors 5. I think that's what I'm going to do. So I'm going to put all that stuff in the next Hidden Colors 5, and we'll do like a little Coon section in the movie.
There you go.
Yeah.
All right. There you go.
All right, but that's
what I'll take it easy.
Speaking of cooning.
Yeah.
Damn, who's been cooning lately?
What do y'all think about Dennis Rodman? Did y'all see that?
Oh, God.
He is the king of the cone. His face looked like leather.
That nigga looked like a burnt up ass weekend at Bernie's.
Crying.
Oh, I was like, did y'all see that interview? You should let them hear that interview.
So let me find it. But what the hell?
Crazy.
I don't even know where to begin with that shit, man.
I was a little bit confused.
Me too. I don't know.
I had to watch it like a few times. I was like, he's crying. He's emotional. He was saying Obama wasn't listening to him when he was trying to talk to him about the North Korean president. It was just a lot going on.
And the messed up thing about it is the narrative around Obama, not to say he's any better, but he was saying in his campaign that he wanted to meet with the dictators. Like, he wasn't afraid to meet with them.
Yeah.
Right.
And then now that Trump did it, it's like, oh, it's a triumph. Because when he was saying it, the media was tearing
him down.
Oh,
they went all the way in.
Exactly.
Like, that's
crazy.
This
is not what we do, and we don't bow down.
Here we go.
I have something to say from North Korea. He just brushed me off. But that didn't deter me. I still kept going back. I kept going back. I showed my loyalty and my trustworthy to this country. And I said to everybody, I said, the door will open. When I went back home, I got so many death threats. And I was sitting there protecting everything. And I believed in North Korea. And when I went home, I couldn't even go home. I had to hide out for 30 days. I couldn't even go home, but I kept my head up high, brother. I knew things were gonna change. I knew it. I was the only one. I never had no one to hear me. I didn't know how to see me. But I took those bullets. I took all that. I took everything. Everyone came at me, and I'm still standing. And today is a great day for everybody. Singapore, Tokyo, China, everything. It's a great day.
What the fuck is he talking about, man? This nigga,
This nigga sounds like he is gargling dicks.
Well, it teed up the relevance of Dennis Rodman. We have him joining us on the show. He made his way to Singapore. There he is.
Okay. I don't know what this nigga was talking about. He was all over the place. He's crying and it ain't making no sense. And
because I put my life on the line.
He just crying about random shit. Just saying random shit. And I went over there. They changed the IHOP to IHOP. And they don't know what they do. And then my shoe size didn't fit. And then I got a turkey burger. And Obama never loved me. What do you want from me? I'm like, what are you talking about, nigga?
He don't even know.
What are you talking? Why a crying coon. That's all it is.
Then he had a Make America Great hat again. It's like, what is you doing right now?
And this nigga had on some Honey Orchard lip gloss.
It was so
and
bad.
A lip ring. I'm like, oh,
like he's
God.
Happy his two boyfriends finally met.
My God.
He's like, oh.
Is he gay though?
He acted like it.
You know, he used to wear them dresses and shit like
that. Yeah, he was always a little.
I mean, I can't call a man gay, but I mean, what the hell did he What did he get out of them shaking hands?
They love that, though. They love that he looked like a damn fool.
Oh, they love a crying coon. Man. Oh, they love that. That was on every news station. That shit was trending. They love that. They love that. I mean, this nigga looked like a burnt up ass scarecrow doing all this shit with a Make America Great hat.
He looks so bad right now.
Man.
Oh, dang. I almost feel lightweight. Sorry for him.
And like, he was promoting some kind of company, some kind of Bitcoin company. And I mean, this nigga's just doing anything.
He gone, man.
Anything to get in to fit in, man.
Wow.
But anyway.
So, does anybody know what the meeting was about? Now we have North Korea dictator.
Yeah.
Meeting with our president. What the hell was the meeting about? Did they accomplish anything, or was this?
They're not even saying.
They ain't really saying.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
I'm confused.
They praising this man. I'm talking about in Fox News. We all know who Fox News is. They are praising this man for this meeting and this handshake.
Yeah.
And it's like, what is it going to solve? What is it going to do for our country?
Exactly.
Like you said, Obama Ben said he was going to meet with him. So what is the big deal?
Yeah, they always throw Obama's name in there. Obama's annoying. You know.
He how many years out of office and they still referencing my.
I know.
I should have said.
What's up? Who's
I'm
calling?
Fox News, we all know who Fox News is.
Hey, Pete, this is Chris from Queens, New York.
How you doing, Chris? What's going on, brother?
Chilling, man. It's taking me a while to get through. First of all, I just want to say peace to the family. Bring you Layla, much love.
Thank you.
Right. I got a very important question to ask, man. I was in Philly about 2 weeks ago at the Roots Picnic.
Yeah.
We had a great time. Everybody there was chilling and all that. But what I had seemed to notice, and I put my friends on, and I got to tell you, thank you for just keeping me up on the game. But I happened to notice, like, a lot of out-of-place people that seem to be there. You know, the SWSs and all that.
Yeah.
And they tend to play, like, the outside of the crowd. They look totally out of place. And it would just be a few of them, like, on each end, like, by the different stages, looking like they were taking notes. They had the typical sunglasses on, hats and stuff like that. It's like 80 degrees, 90 degrees out there. Everybody's like out of place looking with these shades and hoods and stuff like that. But my question is like, what are the main things to look for in those type of situations? Because, you know, a lot of people are going to be at these events in the summertime, and I just want them to stay on point, because I know that we're being targeted, and at some point something might go down. So what do we do? Like, what do we look out for?
Well, what happens is a lot of times they come out and, you know, under the guise of just enjoying the music, and that's fine. But another thing they do, they go out there and kind of case the neighborhood out, because that's when they're planning on their gentrification moves. They go out there. They used to do that. Remember when they had the little block party in Brooklyn years ago with Dave Chappelle?
Yep, and all Erykah Badu and Lauryn Hill.
There was a bunch of black folks, but there were white people out there.
I'm from Queens.
Yeah, yeah. Some white
I'm
people
from Queens. I'm like 10 minutes over there, so I know what you're talking about.
Absolutely. So they were out there casing it out. They go in there like, hey, I'm a hip-hop fan. I'm a music fan. And let's smoke. I'll smoke with you. And they're your buddy. But they're casing out the neighborhood. They're finding out how much the property value is, how much the rent is, what's vacant.
Right.
So when people in the dominant society, when they come around us, they're looking at the long run. They're looking at how they can come in and take over. We go in there with them looking about how we're going to party and just have a good time at the moment. While we're partying and having a good time, they're out there getting land deeds, getting ownership of the properties and the buildings. And then the next thing you know, your ass going to have to move, because all of a sudden the rent done got hiked up. And that your white hipster buddy who was smoking with you listening to Jill Scott, this motherfucker done owned all the brownstones in the damn neighborhood. You understand?
So what I'm trying to pin down on is, like, I'm talking about like mass shootings, things like at these events, because they look like they may not even come through the main entrance. They could be getting in with the vendors or with the transportation people. So that's what I mean. Like, what kind of things can we do?
Stuff like that, they won't do it there because there's already a police presence. The thing is, when those white supremacists do something like that, they want to make a good ambush killing so that they don't get hit. They understand that at events with a lot of black people, there's already a big police presence. So when they target us, they got to do it when they know there's not a police presence. For example, down there in Tennessee, when those black people got ambushed at Waffle House in the middle of the night, the white dude who did it, that white supremacist, he knew not to do it at the club. He waited till after the club. He knew that black people went to the Waffle House after the club, and that's where he did the ambush. And he still got his ass whooped, by the way. He did an ambush killing, killed a whole bunch of people. And the brother still whooped his ass. You understand? So stuff like that, when there's a big crowd of black folks, that's not going to happen for the long run. They're going to go for the whole takeover. That's what they're going to do. They're looking at how to take over your ass slowly. So look at it from that standpoint.
All right, cool.
My man, but good looking out, man.
I was just paranoid as hell. Much love from Queens, New York, man. I love the show.
Much respect, brother. Yes, indeed. So, Layla, what else is going on over there? Drinking your water.
Get my voice together.
Yeah.
I really love Jada Pinkett Smith's new show.
Yes, I like that too.
Red Table Talk with her daughter, and her mom. Really great. So the last episode, they were talking about how Willow Smith, how did she first start learning about sex? And Willow Smith said that the first time she ever really like paid attention to sex is when she walked in on her mom and her dad.
Oh, damn.
Having sex. And Jada was like, when you walk in? And she was like, yeah, mom, I was just getting some juice one day. And, you know, she said, you know, it's cool, whatever. But then also Jada went on to talk about how like at one point in her life, she wasn't dealing with men, so she got her a toy, and she said she kind of became obsessed with having orgasms. So she would take this toy, and she would have, like, 5 orgasms a day.
Jada?
Yeah.
Damn, what kind of toy was that?
I wanted to know. Like, where is it? What kind of brand is this? But,
five orgasms a day is a lot?
You talk to us, Bree. What's going on, Bree? What you been doing all day? Now, why did you come in here late?
Oh, disheveled and shit.
This don't seem like a lot to me.
Really?
What?
I could have way more orgasms than that.
Oh my god.
In a day.
I'd be too damn tired.
Man.
I'd be too tired. Jesus, girl.
With toys, Bree?
With toys and during sex, I could have way more orgasms than that.
Oh wow.
But you know what I'm starting to realize? All women are not equally the same in that, you know, arena. Mm-mm. Everybody can't do that.
Yeah.
No, everybody don't have that capacity.
No.
Have y'all ever been...
And I'm one of them.
Have y'all ever been with a dude who had... He needed to do something unusual in order for him to have an orgasm to get off?
Like what?
I don't know. That's the thing. I don't know.
Some don't play that unusual shit.
No, just... nothing.
Me neither. I mean, nah. Honestly, for me, I really don't think it takes... What I've learned about men, for me, it doesn't take that much.
Mm.
I mean, y'all pretty easy.
So, yeah. Well, okay, what about y'all? Does it take...
Clearly me and not.
What does it take to have you have an orgasm easily?
Oh my God, I don't want to go into detail.
I don't want to get y'all too explicit, but the people want to know some skills or whatever. Well, what would make you easily?
Oh, well.
It's hard because it differs from, you know, because some people can come fast off of head.
Right, right, right.
But then.
That would be me.
Is it everybody though? Every person that's giving you head has been like right on point.
No,
and you can
not
bust
every
right.
person.
That's what I'm saying. No. So it just depends on who you're
It depends
you're
on the
with.
Person because a lot of people are horrible at that. A lot of people are good at that. It just depends.
Yeah, and I can't come fast off of head.
Oh, really?
What? See, I'm the opposite.
Mm, mm.
I'm the opposite.
So it's more pipe than head.
Yeah, but if the right person.
Right.
Yeah. I know. I had a little.
Now talk about it. Don't drift off.
You know how I say I don't mess with young dudes. I may have my experience with young guys.
Yeah.
I had a young one that was.
What happened?
He knew what the fuck he was doing. Like, when it came to, you know, head.
The mouth.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay.
So would you say the older dudes would know a little more or the younger cats?
It don't matter.
You can't really say, honestly.
It's not age.
Don't matter.
It's men's preference because I had a guy that I loved his sex, but he did not like giving head. And that's because nobody before me had demanded it.
Mm.
That, you know, he was just that good in bed that no one cared if he gave him head. Oh. I'm like, yeah, you good, but run, you know, all this other shit got to work too.
Run that.
Now, have dudes complain about your dome before?
No.
Never. Okay.
No.
So you got a high satisfaction rating.
all together.
No, but you know what the difference is women that like to do it and women that don't like to do it. So if you don't like to give head, you're going to always
gonna
give
come
bad
off.
Head.
It's going to come off. Thank you. It's
gonna
all
be
about,
like,
yes.
It's like you half-assing.
You're half-assing because you don't want to do it.
So have y'all had dudes, Layla, that y'all wanted it from the dude and he was kind of reluctant?
No.
About head?
Yeah, about head. Like, you know, like
I have.
Some reluctant niggas, like who, like, you just kind of had to talk him into it a little bit or what?
I think he just knew he didn't know what he was doing.
Oh, okay.
He didn't want to, you know, put that image in, you know, and it was like, I could teach you, like, come on. But then he doesn't like to do it. Right. So then it was it was still bad. Was like, no matter what I showed him, it was bad.
How'd you show him?
That's what I, how'd you show him?
You said? Look, you got to arrange, move his head, take his head, put it in the right spot right there.
Oh, no.
You got to lift his chin up sometime, tell him to stick his tongue out, stop slobbing so much. You got to give him, you got to
arrange
give him
the nigga's head.
Yes.
She'll arrange your hands and shit.
I'm about to play games. Don't come play games with me. I pick and choose. Very
give this nigga a dental exam. Open, say, ah, nigga. Open, move your chin, lift your chin up, nigga. Put your tonsils, nigga. No, nigga.
Was he embarrassed?
Right down, Layla. I'm uncomfortable with this, Layla. Bree. Bree, this ain't what I thought we were going to be doing, Bree.
Oh, my God.
I think he just let his sex speak for everything. Mm-hmm. And I'm just like, that's not enough.
Oh damn, that's funny. That's funny. Wow. So dudes, y'all gotta like to do the shit. Y'all gotta like.
And it's the same for women.
If you don't like doing it, don't do it at don't all. That'd be my advice. Because then it's gonna be whack, like all or nothing, people.
Right.
Do it or don't do it.
Yeah, because a girl doing whack dome that's horrible. That's so the teeth and shit.
But like, y'all still take it.
No, not if her teeth and shit all in it. No. Because some of them really don't know what the fuck they be doing. They know.
you always refer back to Black China.
Yeah. Oh my God, that was the worst.
He always says the worst.
Oh my God, she was the worst in that video. Is Black China pregnant or not?
I was just about to say, don't she look pregnant?
They were saying she was pregnant. Then TMZ said she was just bloated because of somebody.
She could have been bloated. I'm bloated today.
Okay. But like that, I mean, damn, your stomach don't look like you're in your third trimester.
Okay, cut it out.
She looked like she was about to, you know. So,
I mean,
little 18-year-old dude, I hope that would be such a bad look for her.
Yeah, it's like poor guy for him, but like,
what's his job though? What is he doing? Like, who is
getting
he?
Money?
Is he in high school still?
He's getting money.
Man, I don't. What
does
he do?
What's his job?
You can't ask these young people what their job is. No, like,
yeah, his job. He's a trap king. That's his job.
Hell no.
What's up? Who's on the phone?
Hi, guys.
Okay, who is this with this voice?
Michelle? Is that you?
What
the hell?
Who is this? Who the hell is this?
This is Eurasia from Brooklyn.
Eurasia?
What's your name?
Eurasia.
Eurasia?
Are you at work?
Yeah.
Are you
at work. Okay. But I've been trying to call. Can you guys hear me?
Yeah.
Well, isn't by help.
Are you at Dennis Rodman's house?
Are you at Dennis Rodman's house? You sound like a
trapped.
You sound like a trapped transsexual at his house. My God. they got you held hostage with your booty hole open.
Oh,
so what are you you at your job right now, Eurasia? Is that your name, Eurasia?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I've been trying to call you, Tariq, to get some advice because I don't trust anybody to give me relationship advice.
Okay, what do you need to know?
So, me and my fiancé, we've been together now for almost 5 years, and we've been engaged for a year. And everything is cool. You know, he's an amazing father figure to my son, and we get along really, really well. But he is a Taurus, and he has a lot of female friends. And one friend in particular, he was in a relationship with her, and they used to be together, but they are extremely close. Like, he loves her. They're not together. They're not in a relationship, but it fucks with me so much. And like, I read Play or Be Played. I listen to all your podcasts. I know that I shouldn't nag him and be insecure, but I am. But I try my best to hide it from him.
Yeah.
But it's like, it's killing me inside, you know?
And you've been with him for how long?
We've been together almost 5 years now.
Oh, okay. Hold on.
He has a problem with your dick being in the way.
Shut up, Isambard. He said he has a problem. With her dick being in the way. Stop. But look, you know the dude, and you know what the guy likes. And do you think he's messing with these other women?
No, I don't think he's messing around with the other woman, but it's just that one in particular, being that they had sex and they was intimate and they was in love with each other, and then he goes and they hang out together because they all grew up together. Like, he knew her all his life.
Now, how old are you, by the way?
I'm 28.
28, okay. Well, shit.
And he's 35.
He's 35. Okay. Well, what you need to do...
You know what's so funny, Tariq?
Yes.
Wait, hold on. When I read your book, Player Be Played, and your book, Player Be Played, you had a portion in your book that said, respect your ex relationship with his friends. Like, if he had a relationship with his exes, that we should respect that or something like that.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. I'm having a hard time with it.
But you can't change the past. If he ain't banging her now, don't even trip. But, you know, you thinking about, you know, what it was when he was banging her. And that was back in the day. So that is what it was. He wasn't a virgin when you met him. So y'all got to understand that. Y'all think that a nigga's ex-chicks are supposed to disappear into damn la-la land. These motherfuckers exist. They will pop up every blue moon. You know, sometimes you'll run into them.
All right. Okay, something happened that made me feel some type of way. They all grew up together, and there's this guy that they both know. So come to find out, the girl was having sex with the guy and possibly had a baby by him. He didn't know that I overheard a conversation that he had with his friend, that he was very upset that the guy that they both knew was having sex with her. Like, he was pissed. He said, and I quote, "That nigga bugging the fuck out." And I'm like, and I never said nothing because I'm like,
so you,
first of all, I'm ear hustling.
Yeah, you sneaking around. I'm like the feds listening in on this nigga. Well, he probably was tripping because, I mean, you know, that's supposed to be his homeboy, and his homeboy's fucking a chick that he used to rock with. So niggas don't like that, you know, because that's like a loyalty thing.
But didn't you just say it was years ago?
Yeah,
everybody got a pass.
Yeah. Like,
so it don't count when it comes to dudes, like guy code.
Well, another thing is, you know, when that's your homeboy, you knew him back then, and, you know her, and he's, you know, probably laying up with her on the low and not saying nothing, like, oh, damn, nigga, you didn't say nothing? That type of thing, you know what I'm saying? You know, like, yeah, if your homegirl was with one of your dudes, and y'all were all cool, and you didn't really know about it until later, like, you done moved on, and if you found out one of your best friends...
Yeah, that happened to me.
Yeah.
How do you feel about that, though?
I fucking want to kill her ass.
Yeah, and that's, you weren't even right. With the dude no more, right?
No, but it was like right then and there, though. It was, like, not a lot of time, and it wasn't no years in between.
But, yeah, even, you know, if you found out, you know, years later, you're like, damn, you didn't say nothing.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
You didn't
something.
Say nothing.
Yeah.
That time. So yeah, that's why I would be like, oh, damn, that nigga's bugging out. Damn.
Right.
Like, what else is this nigga doing on the slick?
Right.
You know, that type of thing.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I'm looking at it from that perspective. But yeah, you're going to be all right. Don't trip on the dude. Everybody wants to know, what's your Instagram? I'm going to get you a new nigga if that one acts up.
What's your
Instagram, please, though?
Yeah.
I'm what you call a square. Like, I don't be on Instagram posting pictures and stuff like that.
You
like,
got
I'm
some really social you media. You ain't that damn square.
You ain't getting no excitement out of my Instagram.
Well, you on some social media.
But thank you.
You got a Black Planet page or something, goddammit. You got something.
Oh, my God.
Black people
meet. I have Facebook. Like, I have some pictures on there and stuff like that.
What's your Facebook?
I don't want all the guys on my page.
Exactly.
Please. Because you scared that nigga gonna start tripping. Yeah, that nigga be like, who the fuck all these niggas at? And you was a friend. All right, but thank you for the call, dear.
Eurasia. Crazy.
Eurasia with that little
voice. Have you ever been on Black People Meet?
I haven't. How is that?
Honestly, me and my friend, we were bored over the weekend. We was at Volcano. We was bored. And because, you know, she's single, I'm single. And she was like, we should just go in there for fun and just see... Man, I hate to, like, say bad things about it, but it was the worst dudes I've ever seen in my whole entire life. Now,
man.
I don't know how the girls look.
Man.
But the guys, it was so fucking bad.
Man. It was one of them. So I think it was Black People Meet. That's been around for a long time,
it was
right?
So bad, though.
Yeah.
And then they had the nerve to be like, oh, we're going to charge you $9.99 per month. Oh, no, you're not.
These ugly motherfuckers?
Oh, hell no, you're not. Take money out of my account for this shit.
Lord.
It's terrible.
Man. All right, let's see. Let's get another call in. What's up? Who's calling?
This is James from the Bay.
James from the Bay. What's up, brother?
Nothing much. I was just checking to see what Bree's situation was at.
Talk to us. Yeah. All right. Talk to Bree.
And why you got that microphone in the way? Why the mic in the way?
The mic in the way of what?
Slide it over a little bit. Nothing. So what's your situation about?
My situation. You have to be a little more specific about that question.
What's your dating situation like?
I'm single.
Oh, or how I put in my application?
It's the oldest game in the book.
I know.
Sorry.
I don't date online. I don't do all of that. So if you're here and we can meet in person.
Oh, or when you coming to the bank?
I'm not.
Long distance sucks. Long distance sucks.
It's about hard to go count me some cop me some of that new male Fashion Nova out.
I'm trying to say,
that's what I like.
Quick. That's what I like.
Oh, not the new male Fashion Nova. I know that shit looks hoochie as hell for some.
I'm gonna let y'all go, man. All right, let y'all go.
All right,
but Bree, get at me.
What's his Instagram? Get his Instagram.
Yes, what's your gram, player? What's your gram?
It's fitness_and_law school with a K.
Oh yeah, that's my dude, man. I know James.
Oh, okay.
Fitness_what?
Well, I'm going to let Tariq talk for you once you get off the air.
What do you look like, Tariq?
He's on the gram. He's on Instagram. He's on Instagram.
What's we'll find
you. It's fitness_and_law school with a K.
Okay.
No doubt. All right, James. You be good,
bro. All right.
Yeah. All right, I'm trying to see if they can see me on the stream.
Can y'all see us on the screen?
Yeah. The stream is acting up a little bit. Hold on one second. Let me see something.
No, they gonna tell you.
I know. Let me see something. All right, let's y'all bear with me for a minute, fellas.
Is his name Charles?
He said James.
James. Oh, it's James.
Okay.
All right.
That's it.
Am I frozen, guys?
This one?
No, that one. That's what he said.
Yeah, he did.
Okay, there we go. We back on. I think we back on. Okay.
Laugh about his name. What the fuck?
All right.
Is this him, Tariq?
Let me see. Is that
him? It says Charles on there, though. But
no, that ain't him. Fitness and law school.
That's law school with a K. How many people thought of that? How many people thought to name their IG that?
I know.
And it's fitness. Is that
San Francisco. Is that you?
But it's Charles, you lying ass. It's Charles on your IG.
Man. All right, we back on, guys. Okay, we back on. We're online. We're back. We had some technical difficulties for a minute. Now, we back online strong. Wait, who is this? Somebody coming to the door. Hold on, wait. We got a white person coming to the door. Hold on one second. Keep an eye out on there, Bree. Let me know what's happening. We got somebody walked in the office for 1 minute. Hold on. Okay, hold on. Let me see if I need to reach in the drawer for something. Okay. All right. Fatima. Come here. Ooh, come on back.
Oh, you look so cute.
Don't she look cute?
Damn, girl.
Okay. Oh, no, she's all model-less. Y'all having a... Get in front of the camera.
Outfit.
That's my assistant, Fatima, right there.
Hey,
look at Fatima. Fatima got on the Fresh Fly Fashion Nova.
That is
cute. Fatima be coming to work like she going to the club after the job.
Okay, that's how you're supposed to be.
Yes.
I am. Oh, yay. She's in the single
bus. Yes. Who the fuck was that? Who was that dude? Okay. All right. Okay.
Oh,
I get paranoid about that type of shit.
All right. Okay. He's with the blue suit on.
Yes. But that is Fatima, my assistant right there.
Yes.
Yes, indeed. Y'all don't get to see her that much because she's working hard. She's a hardworking, lovely sister.
You did. Now you get hella emails.
I know everybody. Yes. Man. Somebody says she's looking like a snack.
Okay.
Like a WNBA snack.
Wait, how tall are you?
How tall are you, Fatima?
5'10". You 6 feet?
Yeah, because it's she's so slim.
Yeah.
Make it look even taller.
Man. Mm. Man, so Bree, what else is happening out here in the streets?
Oh, I don't know. I want to hear your advice on this one.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Safari. Okay, wait.
Ooh.
So let me just shout out Ryan Henry. Y'all heard of Ryan Henry?
No.
He's on Black Ink Crew Chicago. He started Nine Mag.
Okay. That's the owner. The owner. Guy.
Yeah. He's
okay.
The owner.
He looks like he's a Eritrean or something. What is he?
He might be Eritrean.
Yeah,
I don't know for sure. Like his mom looks like she's probably Eritrean,
okay,
too.
Okay.
But yeah, he. So the new season of Black Ink Crew, he like dismantled NYMEG. Like, he didn't want to be a part of it. It was too much bullshit going on, all of this stuff. But he's been in LA for the last week, and then he ended up tattooing Nicki Minaj last night.
Oh, word.
So I'm just like, shout out to him.
Oh, damn.
You know, being from Chicago and tatting Nicki Minaj, like, that's a big deal.
Oh, hell yeah. Yeah.
But, so I brought up Nicki to say something about Safari. Safari put out a notice saying, this is from the desk of Safari. Yes. I'm being humble when I say this, but if you're broke, you cannot be around me. Tired of the jealous, non-working, get money niggas that I know. I don't owe anyone shit. All y'all do is plot and try to steal. I'm going to keep doing me how I've been doing.
Yes, hilarious. I like that.
Yeah, and I feel him, but I feel like, you know, you probably... I don't know your friends, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. But I'm sure you plateaued, you know, before a lot of your friends and like had to keep growing. So
of course.
Was there a cutoff period? Did you have to start cutting the grass?
Yeah, you know, once I start doing certain things and making certain moves, you know, like they always say, it's lonely at the top, but it's jam packed on the bottom. You just gotta, there's certain people that you just can't rock with when you're trying to do your thing. Now with Safari, in his case, niggas was robbing his ass. Exactly. Motherfuckers,
yeah,
he knew.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So you know, he has to know better. You know, yeah. Niggas ain't never stepped to me like that, you know, but you got to cut folks off before it even gets that fucked up. You understand?
Yeah, but do you, like, because when you see dudes, random ass dudes with money, they be around some bigger celebrity and you just like wonder in your mind, like, what the fuck do you do?
I
think that's so much about so many different men that be around like Jeremiah or Ty Dolla Sign. They have like four or five dudes with them and all of them looking like they getting money, but it's like, what do you do?
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
But is it any of my business? Like,
most of the time, no.
A lot of hanger-ons, you know. Yeah.
Yeah. But and I feel like,
a lot of niggas be forcing with other folks' shit. You know, they'll... True. You know, they'll hang around the big guy and they'll wear some of his jewelry, where the big guy gets clothes and they'll wear some of the clothes. You know what I'm saying? They get the little residual shits.
Yeah.
These niggas are like groupies sometimes.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? They're bigger groupies.
Yeah,
they're bigger groupies because the big guy, the big dude, he's willing to do that for his boys because he feel like I don't know why men feel like that. Like, dudes ain't groupies. They won't even give a woman a chance because, she just here for my money. Like, no, all them niggas around you was there for your money, nigga.
Because when you're an athlete or even a rapper or whatever, you get endorsements. So you get free shit all the time. You know, we get free shit here. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So you give it away to people. You can't do nothing with all that shit. So all these niggas are shining like you and you think that they got money and they really don't. They just got some of the free shit that you gave them. Right. So, you know, that's what it is.
But is it hard for you? Because it's kind of like that Kevin Hart situation. Remember that guy that was really, really close to him? He gave that dude a job. And the dude, that's the one that leaked his tape.
Yeah.
Like, that was his boy. Yeah. The closest person to you. So it's like so hard. Now I get why celebrities don't trust no fucking body. Like, I get it.
Because a lot of times you help people and low key, because they don't have the same talent. And they're standing there with you. Yeah. They're like, well, let me knock him off.
Right.
You know, they be on that old sucker ass shit.
Somebody that's helping you, though, that's so hard for you to grasp. That's low.
That's because people get in their ears about them dollar signs.
Yeah.
You taking this little allowance from Kevin, I could get you $1 million to sell me this mix, you know, this videotape. And they lose their fucking mind when money get involved. And that's the Hollywood way. That's all I see out here.
They don't stand for shit.
It's real cutthroat. It's real corny. That's why the only people I fuck with out here, like street dudes. I don't really fuck with that industry crowd at all out here.
It's hard.
These niggas, man, I pistol whip one of these niggas.
Right. Damn.
Wait a minute. I don't know who you are anymore, Tariq. Let me stop on
Uncle Tariq.
I'm sorry, LAPD, who's listening in. I didn't mean that. Y'all niggas.
Shit.
Speaking of group, I won't say this person's a group, but did y'all see the chick Drake went out with?
Yes.
No.
Oh,
wait,
my
let me
goodness.
In.
Hold
First
you
of
didn't
all,
show a
show. Why I didn't see this?
First of all, she has your waist.
Yeah, she has a little bitty waist
with the ass
and a
of
big
a,
old
is
ass.
Is it real? Is it real?
It don't look like it.
It don't look real.
Yeah, she got big old titties, big old ass, but a strong fucking face.
Another strong face?
Yes.
So he likes strong face.
Drake like that ass. He
likes big asses and strong faces. Drake
Wait,
has a fetish.
Is she a black girl?
Yeah, she's a black girl. She's a black girl. Black girl. Black girl. Her face is a little strong.
Wait, stronger than his baby mama?
Not that strong.
Damn.
It's strong, though.
I told you the strong look was in.
Is that the look? Is strong the new sexy for women? Do you got to have a strong chin? And
I got to see her now because I like Drake. He's cool. He just,
girl.
That's not a real ass. That looks ridiculous. Girl. I'm not even hating, but that looks ridiculous.
Yeah,
that's her face.
Let me see if I can find a picture.
Yo.
And what's her name, by the way?
Zima?
Zima, is it, spell that?
Zemina, Z-M-E-E-N-A.
Drake is literally obsessed with ridiculous asses.
Yeah, that's all it is.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Ridiculous.
Z-M-E-E-N-A. Yeah.
His baby mama's ass is kind of real, though. I think hers is real.
Oh, no.
It just don't look, if she did get a job, it's not so crazy. And if I were to get a booty job, it's, I want it to look real. Like, yeah. I don't want it to look so ridic. Man. Ain't nobody marrying one.
Okay, let me.
This that was the old picture of her?
Yeah. This is these some other ones.
Her booty looks good, though.
Right there, but she looked like she got it pumped up some more. Let me show the people here.
But that looks like her real ass, though.
It probably is her real ass, but that ass one gonna catch Drake.
It looks clearly, though. Right.
Let me up the pumpage on my shirt.
Right.
Let me get the CCs going on. Yikes. Let me show y'all a picture. And this is an older picture of her.
Yikes.
This is an older picture.
Her face is interesting.
Yeah, she has a very interesting look.
He just be like, bitch, we put a paper bag. Man. Remember the old paper bag over your head? That's what my grandma used to say.
Man, let me.
I thought girls with big asses and all that couldn't take D. That's what most dudes say.
Yeah, it depends on.
They just
on.
Say that to make us feel better.
Yeah.
This is little booty matter.
Yeah, that's an old picture, old girl. Hold on, that's an old picture of her right there.
Damn,
she looked like this girl I used to work with.
Man.
She's not ugly, but she regular.
You know that the body does make up for it, though. You know what I'm saying?
So y'all don't really care about face.
Now she got one of those bodies where you know the body makes up for the face.
Her body looks good. And it's real. Like, what the fuck was she? I hate when people mess up their stuff.
Her face don't look bad, though. I feel like y'all.
She's not
y'all
ugly.
Reaching.
No, yeah. She's really not ugly. Mm-hmm. She's just not, like, stunning.
Like, even right. Yeah, that's what it is.
Right.
Even right here.
When you think of celebrities.
She was good right there.
Drake,
yeah. You think but she got that ass right there in the camera to let you, you know, so you don't focus too much on the face.
I can tell. She got the surgery where you got we take the fat off your stomach and put in your booty.
She couldn't have. That's way too much shit in her ass, G. Well, how much fat do you need?
I won't say she's ugly. The face is a little strong. She ain't ugly. You understand? But the face is a little strong.
Wait, where did he take her to?
He went to some restaurant. They were at some restaurant.
Till like 2 in the morning.
Yeah.
And then tried to sneak up. Well, they didn't try to sneak shit. He walked out right in behind
her. How you sneak with a big old ass like that?
That's what I'm saying. You can't.
Man.
That big old thing. Lord. Even I be looking when girls have really, really big booties. I be like, oh my God.
Man.
If you saw that one by here, you would be like,
that doesn't
fuck?
Even look fucking normal. That looks crazy.
Yeah. That
yo,
thing.
Yo. Like,
That like, thing really? Is poking out.
It's, come on, Drake.
You dig? But she I won't say she's ugly. That's why I say the face is strong. That's a strong motherfucking face. Her face is strong. She ain't ugly, but the face is goddamn strong
that
a little
booty
bit.
Is...
But the ass and the titties make up for
yikes.
It. Have y'all ever been with a dude or seen a dude who was ugly than a motherfucker, but the dude was muscular, his body was ripped or whatever, and the body kind of made up for it?
I'm weird though. I don't necessarily, you don't have to have muscles for me. I'm just like, whatever. Like I used to date this guy and people used to call me like, you're really dating him?
What was wrong with him?
I thought he was cute. People used to say he looked a little rat. Like,
what, he was ugly face and his body was whack?
He was real skinny too, like hella skinny. But like people thought, like they didn't think we matched, but he was really sweet. So, you know, see, you don't have to be all.
Yeah, body didn't become a thing for me until recently.
Out
here, everybody work out and take care of themselves. So it's like, oh, you have to pay attention to that. But I'm not taking muscles over fine.
Yeah,
and that's my problem. I know that's my issue. I'm admitting it.
So if you had a choice, would you like a good looking face or a chiseled body? If you had an either or.
Face.
Your face. I got to look at your ass.
All right. Mm-hmm. Let's say a motherfucker got a nice looking face. Like, who is your ideal guy? Just give me an example. Like, your ideal guy, celebrity wise.
Honestly, Chris Brown before the drugs. Chris Brown is so cute to me.
Okay. And Bree?
Omarion.
Okay. You like Omarion.
Omarion's cute.
His face. Yeah. Like, if you think it. Well, I like his vibe too, though. He seemed kind of immature, but.
No, Omarion's real good dude.
Yeah.
He's real good fucking dude. So let's say you got a Chris Brown
before the drugs.
You're before the drugs face and a Marion face, but both of them had a Ruben studded body.
Oh shit!
So would you still rock with that?
No.
You would not rock with that.
I really have to like him and I have to get him in shape. But for me personally, that's the only, you can be super skinny. I'm cool with that.
Yeah.
But like really, really big, because it's unhealthy.
Right, it's unhealthy.
Like I don't want to outlive you and shit. So like
And I always think about like all the crevices that big right. and what it must smell like.
Yeah.
And I'm just being honest. I am not trying to be on no funny shit. Like that is the first thing I think about when it comes to big people, and I be like, I can't do
that's
it.
True.
That's true. Now you're gonna have fat motherfuckers calling up, hey, I'm clean. Fuck Bree, I base.
I swear, and I don't mean no disrespect to nobody. I'm gonna get calls.
Niggas breathing hard. Hello, it's Southern Radio. First of all, I bathe and I'm clean.
I put deodorant in all my crevices.
That is something.
Tell Bree she can go straight to hell. The bitches love me.
No, but right. Okay, so like most of my most gorgeous friends, female friends that I have. Always be with big dudes. Always. Ugly big dudes too.
God damn.
But they be paying.
You
for
mean like
whole
Biggie,
life.
Small, big?
Yeah, sometimes.
But you know what's weird about like a Rick Ross and a Biggie Small? I think their swag is like so like I can overlook that.
So would you date a Rick Ross type?
I would if his swag was like Rick Ross.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Okay,
like your swag has to
swag
be so hardcore. Yeah, like right. I'll take swag over looks damn near. Like for real. You got it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And that's why we single.
Yeah, exactly.
All these swaggy niggas don't give a fuck about settling down, and I hope you know it. Like, bitch, true.
Settle down. I'm about to swag out.
True. Swag ain't providing stability out here.
No. They too damn swaggy. They gotta provide for their swag.
Yes. Lord. So all the nerds call up, please.
Man. But that's the thing. Y'all get a nerd, and then once the nerd gets comfortable with you, then he starts getting a little swag.
True. That happened to me.
You dig?
Because
then y'all be upgrading these nerds, and all of a sudden, he's like, well, shit, I can get a whole bunch of bitches.
No, true.
I can't get past the initial nerd part, though. Mm. That shit burns me. I can't get past it.
Because you met my little nerd. Yeah. Mm. She said he wasn't a nerd, though.
He ain't look like a nerd to me, shit.
No, damn.
Low
key, I was like, okay, Lila.
Man. Let's get one more call before we get out of here.
Who's on the line?
This better be a good one. What's up? Who we got? Who we got? Let me see who we got. What's up? Hello.
Hello.
Hey, brother.
Yes, it is radio.
This is Ism Radio, brother. How are you?
Hey, man, I'm all right, man. Stay off and take.
Okay, bro, let me get another call. Cause this another guy. We don't have time. Well, the last call got to be on fleek. What's up? Who's calling?
Hey, what's going on? It's Cuddy from Milwaukee.
Cuddy from Milwaukee. How you doing, brother?
I'm doing great. What's going on, Layla? What's going on, Bree?
What's going on, Cuddy?
Chilling like a villain. Now, the question I got for you cats today is, what does it take to have a sharp and quick mouthpiece?
Good question. What does it take to have a sharp and quick mouthpiece? You got to be very observant. You got to really observe. And when you talk to the ladies, you got to be really into their conversation and into their whole vibe. A lot of times when dudes are talking to women, you're into your own shit. You're focusing on yourself. You're focusing on am I coming across okay? You're focusing on, is my hair okay? Are my shoes on fleek? Is my jewelry shining? Is she impressed by my cologne? You're focused on yourself, and women can see that. Mm-hmm. So when you want to get a quick mouthpiece and a sharp mouthpiece, you got to just observe her and be into everything she's talking about, be into everything she's looking like. That's going to make your conversation flow real smooth. You feel me?
I appreciate you, Flex, but I was talking more as in business, though.
You got to specify.
Like, with the women is one thing.
Specify.
Okay, but okay, gotcha.
Same thing.
Gotcha.
Same thing. Understand, okay. Like I say, the way you spit at women is the same way you're going to spit in business. When you go into a business meeting, the same thing applies. When you go in there to get some money, you better focus on them. What are they talking about? What's their makeup? What's their portfolio? What's their background? What do they want from you? What kind of deals are they offering? You understand? You get them to talk about themselves. You get them to present what they are bringing to the table. Don't be in there talking about, well, am I coming across okay? Is my suit and tie pressed correctly? Don't do the same exact thing. Business and dating, it's the same thing. Dating is a business. You understand? Marriage is a business. That's why they give you a business license when you get married. The marriage license is a business license. So we got to understand there is a direct correlation between business and relationships, and the same thing applies.
And Flex.
Yes, sir.
And that segue into one more question, if I may.
Go ahead, brother.
Approaching business, I got this thing like it's a trio with Dame, Biggs and Jay. All three of them different personalities, very smart, but you know, you got Biggs is laid back. You have Jay as kind of observing, but can be versatile. And Dame was just, you know, he was on him.
Yeah.
How do you kind of bring that as one and take it out? You know, because people hate a Dame, but they'll need him for certain things.
Yeah.
Or a Biggs, where you just lay back and you extremely observe and barely even speak, but you calculate and everything. How do you diversify that as the one person?
Well, the thing is, you gotta, you know, it's best that you have a team. You know, when you have a team, that's cool in the gang, but you can do everything on your own. You got to be a chameleon sometimes when it comes to doing business. And every person right. you deal with, you're going to have to deal with them a different way. If you deal with one person in a polite way, you can't deal with that same person in an aggressive way because it might throw them off. But there are certain people that you have to deal with them in a more aggressive way. So you have to be somewhat of a chameleon. You got to be the kind of person who can change your personality at the drop of a hat. If you do not have a team around you, you understand? Like with gotcha. Me, I'm cool here. That. You see how cool and nice I am here? Let somebody fuck around with my paper. There's a whole different side of me that a lot of motherfuckers won't even know. You understand? So you got to be that kind of that chameleon when it comes to handling your business. You understand? And it's best to get a team to do that for you. When you get your paper up, you can have the good guy and the bad guy thing, because that's, speaking of Jay and Rockefeller and all those guys, that's what they were doing. They were playing good cop, bad cop. Jay was the front man. He was the good guy. Dame was the guy behind the scenes whooping ass. They needed that. That got a lot of shit done. That's how they got their foot in the door. That's why I don't like when folks try to count Dame out. Rockefeller, it was very pivotal.
Yeah.
Pivotal. What's the word?
Pivotal.
Pivotal. Pivotal. Yeah, I'm up here. I said pivotal. I sound like Dennis Rodman. North Korea. Donald Trump and Obama. Pivotal. What's more than they want from me? I'm just being pivotal. Pivotal, my nigga. All right, y'all got me fucking up. But thanks for the call, brother.
That was a good call.
Damn, yes,
that's my dude. Okay.
I'm mad at you, Tariq.
What did I do?
For talking about Beyonce and Jay-Z's photo shoot.
Oh, God,
I'm mad
because
I thought it was wonderful.
Yeah, this is the beehive over here.
I thought it was wonderful. I thought it was great. I love the Jay-Z and Beyonce photo shoot, and I'm mad at you for saying it.
Jay did look like
an elderly lesbian. Yeah. Yes, yes.
As soon as you said that, I was like, because I'm looking at the picture mad. Like, man, he looks so awkward.
Don't that look awkward? I mean, let's be real.
He looks awkward.
Beyonce is great. The Beehive shouldn't be mad at me. Beyonce was phenomenal.
But he looked awkward, but that's the first time he's ever been in that type of position. So
yeah.
I would imagine it was fucking awkward for him.
You think it was forced?
It was.
You think for him, it was forced?
I think so.
He was like, why am I doing
why
this?
Am why am I naked?
Somebody was like, that's what you get. Then somebody said Beyonce forced me to do the photo shoot because he cheated.
Yeah, somebody was saying that. I don't know why Jay did that.
I don't think it was bad. I liked it.
Jay, he's just a family man now.
I understand, but you're still a boss, though. I mean, you got title. I mean, you're a mogul, and that's your thing. You're trying to be a mogul, and moguls don't be in the bed naked with their hips showing.
So you ain't going to do that?
No.
Like showing your softer side?
No, I do that with some pajamas on, playing with the kids, throwing the ball back and forth. I don't have to be in the bed.
I guess they say he had to take it up a notch. He didn't been seen in every damn thing.
My God.
I liked it. I showed his his softer side. I told you I don't mind if guys cry, show their sensitive side, you know?
I kind of mind a little bit.
You can't be a big-ass bawling crybaby.
Yeah.
But, you know, I don't mind if it's something like if your mama died. I mean, yes.
Yeah.
People have feelings and emotions.
Yes,
get that
Layla.
Shit out. Seriously.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, you can do much softer shit than be in the bed fucking naked and you looking weird. I mean,
what about the other one when he was smoking a cigar and Beyonce was turned to the left and her booty was showing? What about that?
That was cool because you couldn't see his ass like that. You could just see the cigar smoke. But him just laying in the bed, you know, looking like a prison stud sitting there, that didn't look right. And I love Jay, and I love what Jay represents. But Fatima, did you turn the air off? It's hot as hell in here. You turn it back on. You coming in here with little halter tops and shit. No wonder you cold. She coming here like she at the beach. And we in here burning up.
It's 100 degrees.
It's hot as hell in here. I came here, the door is open. I'm like, why is the door open? Some air. Turn the air on, dear.
Oh, my God.
All right. Layla, where can everybody find you and
you
chop it up?
And find me.
And stalk you. Where can they find you?
Instagram. It's Miss Layla Lopez. So it's MSLAILALOPEZ. You can stalk me there.
And Bree, where can they stalk you?
Before y'all stalk me, I would like to announce that tomorrow is my ISM anniversary.
Oh. Woo! Wait a minute! Yes. We have to do something. You know we gotta turn up.
Yeah, we do need to turn up.
Get your cousin out here. But, he's way more fun than you.
I know. Y'all like drinking with my cousin. He'll drink all night with y'all ass.
He is so cool.
Yes, Jay.
I'd like to thank you guys for hiring me for this chair. It's been marvelous.
Yes.
It's been an amazing year. And
I see a mohawk outside. Shit. A mohawk and a gun.
I hope I've been everything you thought I would be, and if I haven't, talk to me next week about it. This is my anniversary week.
I'm gonna celebrate.
Wow, we didn't know that until earlier.
It's been
a year. It don't even seem like
it flew by.
Yeah, that year flew by. Yes, indeed.
We got a lot accomplished in the year.
Got a lot done.
We got the lookbook. The lookbook is coming out.
That's coming out.
And we're still editing on the reality show.
How's that looking?
That's coming good. I was talking to the editor. I got to go do some stuff with him after the show. But yeah, that's coming.
Our pool party is coming.
Oh, we're doing a pool party June 23rd.
Oh, really?
Wait, so let me tell y'all. I just want to tell you this quick story.
Uh-oh.
So the original promoters hired some IG models to host too, but they made like a video with them. It's like all extra special. Everybody that bought tickets that was like thought we were hosting was like, I see two white girls on here now. I want my money back.
Oh damn!
So it's too like they look other. I wouldn't say they was white.
Do one have a lot of tattoos?
Yeah.
Oh, that's Mazilla. She black.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. I see two white girls.
She's
and I'm
black
like,
and white.
Okay.
So we co-hosting. It's gonna be a whole lot of hosts because they're trying to pack this shit out. But
cool.
It's gonna be lit. Trust me. Yeah. So
and when is this gonna be?
June 23rd.
Cool. Where can they go to get tickets?
From 12 to 5.
Go on our Instagram. Link is in our bio.
Yeah, link
so
is in my bio. I'm at it's Bree Small. ITSBRISMALL.
Cool. And you guys follow me on Instagram at Tariq Elite. And go to TariqRadio.com, go to IsmRadio.com, TariqElite.com, 1804Movie.com, HiddenColorsFilm.com, and we're going to holla.
3,000 websites.
Yes.
And a